Over a century ago, there was a great tightrope walker whose name was Charles Blondin. And like anyone who does something daring like that, he was one of the great showmen of his time. And there are many legends told about the feats he performed. And one of the ones that's told most often is about how Blondin crossed Niagara Falls on a tightrope. Reportedly, he did it several times. And according to legend, on one of these crossings, he turned to the large audience that included all sorts of people, including reporters covering this spectacle. And before he went across, he asked, "How many believe that I can walk across these falls on this tightrope?" And the people cheered loudly, for they were sure the great Blondin can do it. I want to step out a minute and just note that one could say the people at this moment had faith that he could do it. After all, this was the great Blondin, and they had seen him walk the tightrope before, so they knew he could do it. So the crowd had faith that Blondin could do it again. This was a simple faith, but you could call it faith. It's the sort of faith that reminds me of the disciple Thomas. When he was told that Jesus had risen from the dead, and he said, "Unless I see for myself, I won't believe." And when Jesus appeared to Thomas, he believed. He believed because he had seen it for himself. And so here you have a crowd of people believing like Thomas. And then Blondin addressed the crowd again, and he said, "How many believe I can walk that tightrope while pushing a wheelbarrow?" And again, there was a loud response. Of course, the great Blondin could push a wheelbarrow across the tightrope. If you make your living as a tightrope walker, then you have to be a showman, and you always have to better your act. This is before America Got Talent, but you know, if you watch that show, every act has to do better the next time, something more daring, more exciting, more interesting. So pushing a wheelbarrow across on the tightrope would be more interesting. And the crowd cheers because they believed he could do it. Now you could say that the crowd had a new kind of faith, a different kind of faith, one that moved beyond simple seeing as believing sort of faith, but the faith that takes the knowledge of the past and applies it to the future. Jesus himself said to Thomas, "Do you believe because you can see? Blessed are those who do not see and yet believe." And so it was this sort of faith that the crowd had. They had seen him do it before, just as walking across. But they figured if he could do that, he could do it pushing a wheelbarrow. And I thought about that and thinking that, well, that's kind of the faith that I have, isn't it? That I read the Bible, get the stories, have a faith in God, and then I read those stories and apply them to my situation, and even though I have not seen, I can believe in God and what God can do. Now, on this particular day, Blondin decided to increase the drama even a little more. At this point, he had the crowd so revved up that he couldn't help but add to the excitement. He yelled, "How many believe that I can walk that tightrope while pushing a wheelbarrow with a man sitting in it?" And the crowd yelled its approval even louder. If Blondin says he can do it, then he can do it. We could say that the crowd now had full faith in Blondin. And at this point, Blondin pointed to one of the most enthusiastic men in the audience and said, "Okay, you, get in the wheelbarrow." crowd suddenly got quiet. Blondin demonstrated that there is often a great difference between the faith we say we have and the faith we really have. As they say, the measure of our faith is not the talk, it's the walk. It is what we are prepared to do in the cause of our faith that is our faith. This is the level of faith that James calls us to when he said, "You see, then, it is by our actions that we are put right with God, not by our faith alone." One of the challenges of being a Christian is that we are called not just to believe, but to live. Not just to believe our faith, but to live it. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, challenged his readers to trust that God would put, could and would, and indeed had already put them right with God through his Son, Jesus Christ. Faith was a matter of believing that this was so. And yet, as James discovered, so many of those who called themselves Christians could not seem to decide what it meant to live as a Christian. So he decided to write a letter. In fact, the whole letter, the whole book of James, is dedicated to this point. And we get hints of the sort of behaviors that James sees as important to a Christian. Most of James is a listing of practical advice for Christian living. Be slow to anger. It's one of the ones you heard Kim read this morning. If we keep reading through the book of James, we receive other such gems as bridle your tongue, care for the widows and orphans, show the same respect to the poor that you would show to the rich. Do not have envy in your heart, and so on. And I commend for you to read the book of James, for it offers a wealth of advice on living the Christian life. But fundamental to James' instructions is the concept that faith is not a thing to be grasped, but an action to be lived. We can talk all we want, we can read the Bible all we want, we can hear all the sermons that our head will hold, but until we act on our faith, what we hear, what we say, isn't really faith. It is like the man I read about years ago who died at the age of 63, and he went through his whole life going to school. Now you ask yourself, how did that happen? Well, when he was a child, one of his wealthy relatives died and left a trust for him, saying that it would pay for his education and to support him until he was done with school. Yeah, you're as smart as he was. Turns out he just stayed in school. He had more degrees than the alphabet. He never applied any of what he learned. He never worked a day. The man sent thousands, if not millions, of hours learning, but never put any of it into practice. But James is pushing the early Christians to put into practice the faith that they have been taught. For James, the faith is not what you know, but how do you apply what you know? How do you live what you know? There's a story of a young boy who was on an errand for his mother, and he just bought a few dozen cases of eggs. And walking out of the store, he tripped and dropped the sack, and all the eggs broke. The boy tried not to cry. A few people gathered to see if he was okay and to tell him how sorry they were. And in the midst of all this pity, one man handed the boy a dollar. Then he turned to the group and said, "I have a care a dollar's worth. How much do you care?" Words don't mean much if we don't have the ability to do something with them. And this was the crux of the faith that James was talking about, that we have a job as Christians, and that is to continue the work of Christ. And that just isn't within the walls of this building, although that does matter, but it is in what we do in our neighborhoods, in our schools, in our workplaces, and in the world. What matters is how we treat others, how we demonstrate Christ's love in our walk of life. And that's how we demonstrate our faith to the world. It's the sort of action that James talks about. A while back, I read an article by a woman pastor who was between calls. To help with the finances, she took a job as a waitress. One of the first days on the job, she was surprised to hear one of the other waitresses complaining that she had gotten a table full of prayers, P-R-A-Y-E-R-S. Being a pastor, she couldn't help but enter into the conversation. "What do you mean, prayers?" And the waitress told her, "Look over there, that table all has their heads bowed and they are praying." The pastor waitress was still baffled and asked, "So why are you complaining? Their praying isn't bothering anybody." And the waiter said, "Oh, it's not the praying, it's the fact that Christians are the worst tippers." Now, I don't know if that's true. It certainly was the thought of this veteran waitress. But it does tell us that who we are is demonstrated in our actions, even in the simplest parts of life. Wouldn't it be terrible to be known as Christians, the ones who don't leave adequate tips? But how often do the words of our faith contradicted by our actions? I'm not saying it's easy to be doers of the word. In fact, it's hard, often very hard. We have to work at it because our anger, our loose tongues, our fears and anxieties, they all get in the way. It takes a conscious effort to act on our faith, to act as our faith would tell us to act. It isn't just the big things, but the little things where we often fall short. But having said that, we can rest assured of one thing. We don't have to be perfect at it. Christ made sure of that. We only need enough faith to try. We only need enough faith to get into that wheelbarrow and trust Christ to take us where we really need to go. Amen.